This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
A very good afternoon to everybody. We are holding in the third perek with Mishnah Dalid and Mishnah Hay, sponsored by the Fish family, Leonishmas Basi Vav Sarabat Shalom Ben Avraham Alevi, Perel Bas Ruvain. And we are also learning Leonishmas Dav Ben Chaim, Lefu Shalem, Fel Yamash Ben Chai, Sar Yaakov Ben Basi Leah, for the Schus of Avram Ben Yom Ben Ishma Mark Yehudis, by Yo Klugman and family, also Lefu Shalem, for Avigdor Ayyeh Ben Rivka, Hinda Bas Chai, Sar Yitzhak Ben Tzim, Medusha, Rivka Bashir Leah, Shmo Ben Yom Ben Shirela, Yechana Bashar Shabina, Mashmeh Ben Estefadl, Yonah Bas Miriam, may have been Chayasar, they should have a refush aleima, Mesech Shechel Yisrael. Echad Avnei HaKevesh, both the stones of the ramp, the Echad Avnei HaMizbech, and the stones in Mizbech, Mibikas Beis Kerem, were brought from the valley of Beis Kerem, which was a place near Yerushalayim, where they had smooth stones. V'chayfin l'matameh basula, they looked for virgin soil that was not plowed or planted, and they dug the soil with wooden spades. U'mevi'im misham avonim shleimus, they brought from there whole rocks, sh'lehunaf aleihem barzel, that no iron was waved over, sh'abarzel poisel b'negia, because iron disqualifies the stone even if it touches it. If the stone is nicked in any way, it's disqualified. If one of the stones of the Mizbech become nicked, it's possible. The rest of the stones are kosher when you remove it. And they plaster the Mizbech twice a year. Achas b'Pesach v'achas b'Chag, once on Pesach and once on Sukkot. V'Heichel, and the temple itself, they did it pam achas b'Pesach, once on before Pesach. Rabbi Yaimer, kol erev Shabbos milabnen oisei b'mapa, every erev Shabbos they cleaned the mizbeach with a wet cloth mipnei adamim, because of the blood. When they did the plaster, lo yisadin oisan b'kofis shel barzel, they wouldn't use a trowel of iron, because shema yigav yivsa, lest it touch the stone and disqualify it. Shel barzel, what's wrong with iron? Shel barzel nivra l'katzu yom of shaladin, because iron shortens a man's life, swords and spears shorten a man's life. A mizbeach nivra laharich yom of shaladim, while the mizbeach was created to lengthen a person's life. Eino bedin sheyunaf hamekatzer ala ma'arich. It's not proper that which shortens iron should be waved over the mizbeach, which lengthens a person's life. And of course, our davening, which is keneged karbonos, when we do a good job of davening, we also lengthen our lives. Now, when we talk about the shechita of the tamid, remember the tamid was kachet kachim, which had to be done to the north of the mizbeach. So the tabay soyu litzvayne shel mizbeach, there were rings that picked up and latched down to the ground. 24 of them for the 24 mishmaras, which they used to hold the animal when they slaughtered the animal. Shisha sedarim shel arba arba, six rows of four each. V'yeshayim arba shel shisha shisha, four rows of six each. Shaleim sheichten es hakachim, with these rings they would shech the kachim. Beis hamitzbechayim hayu litzvayne shel mizbeach, the slaughtering area was to the north of the mizbeach. V'olav shmeina amudim nanosim, and there were four short poles, they called them dwarf poles. Uravian shel erez al gaben, and there was a square cube of cedar on top of the pole, and attached to this cube were unkliyos shel barzel o yekvuin behem. There were iron hooks attached to this cube. Ushloishes sedarim hayu lekol echad ve'echad. Each cube had three such hooks. Shebehem toilim, from them they hung from the feet the animal, umafshitin, and they would flay the animal, al shulchan shel shayish, on marble tables, shebeino amudim, that were in between these poles. As always, I want to thank everybody so much for supporting our minyan. You have choices, and you come to us, so I'm very appreciative. Also, we won't be able to count svira, it's too early, so a reminder to count svira last night was 20, so figure it out. Also, we want to remind you that the Shir Pirkei Avos this week on Shabbos, never too early to remind you, is 6 o'clock for men and women. Please tell your wives. Reb Chananya ben Akasha, Maratza Kodesh Baruch Hu, Lezakai Yisrael, Yisrael, Lefika Chirbalem Terem Mitzvah.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.